are standing now in front of the building which hosts the Kuldīga District Museum, established in 1939. This two-story wooden building was a Russian pavilion at the World Exposition in Paris in 1900. Later, this building was put up for auction, and a sea captain from Liepāja bought it for his fiancée as a wedding present. It was dismantled and moved from Paris to Kuldīga, where it was placed by the River Vanta, with a view of the old bridge and the waterfall. Because of the beautiful view, the building got the name Villa Bella Vista, which means the house with the beautiful view. In Soviet times, tourists were not told this romantic story about the wedding present, because in those days, it was not appropriate to give women presents like this. However, the new wife did not stay in this gorgeous villa for long. During World War I, the captain died, and when the war ended, the widow had to sell the house to make a living. This was a time when state power and money changed in Latvia, and the grief-stricken woman got very little money for her husband's present. People used to say that the man who bought the house was a very dishonest man, and because of his dishonest intentions, the house was confiscated for 99 years and became the property of the town. In 1939, the Kuldīga District Museum was established there, but when World War II started, it also hosted a primary school. The story goes that during the war, next to the primary school, there had been a dam with dugout niches to camouflage military transport. Former students even remember hearing how German soldiers were drilling holes in the bridge to place explosives there. In 1944, a famous Latvian painter named Elvīra Upīte, also known as Miss Belgium 1928, became the first director of the museum. She lived in Kuldīga for 12 years and then moved to Riga. Today, the Kuldīga District Museum offers its visitors not only various exhibitions, but also the only museum of its kind in the Baltics, the Playing Card Museum. There you may enjoy a rich collection of cards and meet the collector Jānis Mātra. This collection introduces you to all the cards produced in Latvia, as well as about 200 sets of cards from all over the world. The cards are grouped according to the country of their origin and usage. There are cards from the Baltic states, German cards, Russian cards, Scandinavian cards, cards used for fortune telling, children's cards, cards that will help you to learn Chinese hieroglyphics, and many others.